Heavenly Father, we consider it an honor and a privilege to be able to offer this petition this evening. Thankful, Lord, for another opportunity of life you have given us, with the opportunity you have given us also to hear the message of your Son, Jesus, proclaimed. We pray, Lord, tonight that Brother McCray and his lesson tell us about salvation, the one plan that you have issued from heaven above, that he convey what that plan is, and that those listening who may not be members of your Son's kingdom may obey heaven's invitation by listening to the gospel message tonight about your Son Jesus and have a desire to be added to the one church, which is also a plan of that salvation. Heavenly Father, be with our speaker. Please allow him to stand bold on your word, to have a recollection of those things he has prepared. Pray, Lord, that someone is searching for the truth tonight. Your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Flounder. We appreciate you so very much for being my co-host and being a part of the program. We could not do it without you, my brother. We appreciate you so very much for you and I have known to be like-minded. And I appreciate you for joining me. Since the month of May, we put on a nationwide gospel meeting call that has been productive. And to God, we give the glory. If you're on the call tonight, you're not a member of Church of Christ, you are a very honored guest. You are the VIP of our audience. Now we ask you to take your Bible and open it up and take notes of the things our speaker will talk about tonight. Because we put this call on with you in mind, we want you to know that if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you need to know these basic truths about what you must do to save your precious soul. Tonight, my friend, someone I've grown to love, someone I've grown to appreciate, someone who I met in Tylertown, Mississippi, who called me the gunslinger. But because of that, we've grown to be close friends. He's kept in touch with me since the loss of my wife, and been a very encourager to me. And I'm so grateful for men like him to be in my life. Tonight, Brother Lewis McCray from Tylertown, Mississippi, servant there, he gonna come tonight and talk about it. You know, we get the theme is God's word has settled the matter forever. He's gonna talk about it's settled forever about salvation. All right, Lewis, it's your time, man. Tell us what it's about.
I want to say good evening to everybody. My name is Brother Lewis McRae. I'm a member of the Tylertown Church of Christ in Tylertown, Mississippi. And I want to come tonight, first of all, giving Brother Flounder and Brother Tommy Brooks a thanks for this invitation to be able to stand and talk about the Word of God. As we come tonight, under the theme of the Supreme Court of Heaven has ruled, God's Word has settled the matter forever on the subject about salvation, according to Psalms 119th chapter in the verses number 89. God said, that settles it, whether we believe it or not. So as we come tonight, and we're not a member of the church that's in the Bible. You know, there's a Bible in every church, but every church is not found in the Bible. And as we try to come tonight, not putting on a show, but trying to educate and let people know what the Bible says. We believe what the Bible says. And as we come tonight, looking at this subject, I want everybody to have a pen and a piece of paper, because don't believe, Brother McRae, I'm just a man. And I can make a mistake. But the word of God is right, because the Bible says in Psalm 33, in verses number 4, that the word of God is right. See, God is right and man is always wrong. And how do you know if it's so if you don't read it for yourself? So tonight, as we come under the theme of the Supreme Court of Heaven has ruled, the word that God has settled, the matter forever and ever. I want you to understand that God said it, God said it, whether we believe it or not. The Bible says in Psalms 119 and 157th second verse, that I have long had knowledge that your unchanging word is forever. The Bible says in our Psalms 119 and the 60th verse, your word is true from the first, and your upright decision is unchanging. But God don't change, but we change. So what we're going to try to do tonight is try to help you see what the Bible teaches about being saved. We know the world has a lot of things that they say, but we want to know what the Bible has. If you are not a member of the Church of Christ, I want you to know tonight that you are lost and you need to be saved. And everybody needs to hear me and hear me closer tonight. We are all living on borrowed time. And death is all around us. And if death catches us and we're not in the right place, we're going to have to stand before God and give an account about the things that we reject. Because the Bible teaches how we should be saved according to the Supreme Court of Heaven. And as I talk about that tonight, I want you to understand that God had a plan of salvation. And salvation is only found in Christ Jesus. If you're looking for eternal life, it's found in Christ Jesus. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, let's just turn and read this scripture because it helps me a whole lot. 1 John in the chapter is 5, we're going to read verse number 11 and 12. I hope you're turning there with me because I just said, don't believe the Bible. The Bible says, and this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. So wait a minute now. The life that you're looking for, the life that you need, God has given it to us in his Son, Jesus Christ. Verses number 12. And who has the Son, wait a minute now, has life. And he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Let me stop a minute. Wait a minute. The Bible says if you don't have the Son, you don't have life. Life is found in Christ. Not only is life found in Christ, let me show you something. The Bible teaches that salvation is in Christ. And if you're not saved, that means you're lost. The Bible means that means it's telling us that you're separated from God. The Bible says in Luke chapter 15, verses number 24, you read your chapter, verses number 32, and you will see about the lost and the found. But I want to show you something tonight. If you are separated from God, that means that you are lost. And what has you separated from God? Sin. Sin has you separated from God. And that's man's problem. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2, but your sinful acts have alienated you from your God, and your sins has caused him to reject you and not listen to your prayer. See, you need to quit trying to pray to God and obey God, because the Supreme Court of Heaven had ruled God's word has settled the matter forever. God said it, that settles it, whether we believe it or not. And I'm going to show you from the Bible about how you need to be saved according to the book, the chapter, and the verse. You are separated from God, and this meeting was put together with you in mind. We was all on the outside of Christ at one time, but now we heard something. We heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we obeyed. And we were saved. Why? Because we obeyed the word of God. Salvation is found in Christ Jesus. That's according to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 10. Everything you need is in Christ. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 1 that I'm no longer condemned. There is no condemnation found where? In Christ Jesus. The Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17 that I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Oh, I know the Bible is right. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 3 that all spiritual blessings are found where? In Christ Jesus. Everything you're looking for according to the plan of God is found in his Son Jesus. The Bible says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes him should not perish. Everything you're looking for is in Jesus. Everything you're looking for is in Jesus. The Bible says, watch this now, 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 3. Turn with me if you will, because this really makes me feel good tonight to know that you can turn the pages, and if you are lost, that you can learn how to save tonight according to the word of God. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verses number 3. Watch what the Bible says. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our faith, who desires all men to be what? Saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Oh, you can know truth. See, a lot of us have been raised in tradition, but it's time to leave tradition and obey the truth. I know what Mama said what Grandmama said, but there was the family tradition. I'm trying to show you about truth, about salvation. According to the book, the chapter, and the verse. Why? Because the Supreme Court of Heaven has ruled. God's word has settled the matter for heaven. God said it. That settled it, whether we believe it or not. And as we get through with this lesson tonight, I want you to understand that God got a plan. And in this plan, we're going to go over this plan. And if you reject this plan, I'm going to show you what's going to happen tonight. But God loves us, and he wants all of us, and he desires that everybody come to the knowledge of the truth. Look what Jesus did. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter 18 and verses number 11. God's word is good. You got the book, you got the chapter, and your verse. Don't believe me, but you got to believe the word of God. Amen. Matthew chapter 18, and the verse is number 11. Listen to what the Bible says. For the Son of Man has come to save that which is lost. See, if you're lost, you're separated from God. If you're lost, you've been blinded by Satan, and you need to have your eyes open. And we're trying to help you to see the plan of salvation according to the Supreme Court. We're trying to show you what God says about salvation. We're trying to show you where it's found at and how you get it. So you might ask the question, well, Brother Mike Wade, you just told me that salvation was in Christ Jesus. Well, how do I get there? Well, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 3 that you must be baptized into Christ. That's how you get into Christ, because salvation is there and redemption is there. I'm a new creature there. All spiritual blessings is there, and I'm no longer condemned there. That's why you need to be there, because now you have been sanctified. The where? Sanctified in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 2. See, I'm trying to help you tonight. If you are lost, you need to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. See, the God plan of salvation, the source of salvation is found in God's grace. According to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, the source of God's salvation is found in God's love. Romans chapter 5 and verses number 8. The source of God's salvation is found in God's mercy. Titus chapter 3 and verse number 5. The source of God's salvation is found in Christ. In Christ alone, everything you need is in Christ Jesus. Acts chapter 4 and verses number 12. There is no other name among heaven where we must be saved. Everything you need is in Jesus Christ. Let me help you right now. If you're lost tonight, and you've been following the family tradition, and you never heard about the Church of Christ, the one that was purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, as he hung on a hill, on Calvary's hill, as he hung him high, and he died for me and you. How do I know? Because that's what the Bible told me. That the sinless died for the sinner. That the just died for the unjust. Oh, yeah, he took your place on that old rugged cross. Let me show you something tonight as we prepare to close this lesson, but I got to teach you about salvation. We read about some things, but let me teach you about the topic tonight is salvation, and it's found in Jesus Christ. Now, let me show you something as we go through God's plan for just a few minutes. I want to show you something. The Bible told us that God does not heal sinners. How do I know? Because the Bible says in John chapter 9 and verses number 31, that God does not heal sinners. But wait a minute now. If God does not heal sinners, who does God heal? According to my Bible, in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 12, he says that I heal the righteous and my ears are open up to their prayers. Well, wait a minute, brother, I pray. How do I become right with God? Well, the Bible says that you must obey from the heart that form of doctrine which was taught to you. Wait a minute, and it will deliver you. That's according to Romans chapter 6, starting at verse number 16. Let's read that as we work on salvation tonight, trying to help somebody. Because I've been lost before, and my eyes were open through the scripture. You know, I was following the family tradition, but I didn't know no better. But once I started learning the Bible, and I was introduced to the Church of Christ, the only one that you can read about in the Bible, oh, man, I wouldn't go to a church that I couldn't read about in the Bible. Turn to me, if you wish, to Romans chapter 6 and verses number 16. Oh, thank you, Lord, for just helping me, because I was once lost, and I thank God that I've been found. The Bible is good, and we need to stick with the Bible. Let's start at verses number 16. The Bible says of Romans chapter 6 and verse number 16, the Bible says, do you not know that to whom you present yourself slave to obey? You are that one slave who you obey. Well, of sin that leads to death. Wait a minute. Sin leads to death. You need to do something with your sin problem. It leads to death. Watch what the Bible says. Or of obedience leading to righteousness. Wait a minute now. Obedience leads to righteousness, and sin leads to death. Let me try to help you tonight. The Bible says in verse number 17, but God be thanked that though you were a slave of sin, that can be you tonight if you obey the gospel. You can make those statements. You say, I used to be a slave of sin. You can say that if you do what you need to do tonight, because this meeting has you in mind. The Bible says, yet you have what? Obeyed from the heart, that form of doctrine to which you were what? Delivered. Wait a minute. Haven't been being what? Set free. Wait a minute. I got to stop here. When you obey from your heart, this form of teaching or this form of doctrine, wait a minute, then you will be set free from sin. But if you die in your sin, you cannot go to heaven. That's according to John chapter 8 and verse number 21. Jesus went to heaven according to John chapter 3 and verse number 13. Let's read that. Jesus, he went to heaven. But if you die in your sins, you cannot go with Jesus. I want to go with Jesus. I don't know about you, but I want to go with Jesus this morning. Listen to what the Bible says in John chapter 3 and verse number 13. I'm showing you these things that help me. And I know they'll help somebody else if you're honest about what you're reading and you're letting the word of God settle the matter for him. Listen to what the Bible says. No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. Oh, that's plain and simple. If you die in your sins, you cannot go to heaven. But if you obey from the heart this form of teaching that we're teaching you tonight, you can be delivered from sin, and you can be set free, and you can be a child of God, and you can have all spiritual blessings. You can be a new creature in Christ, and you can be saved. And you know what Jesus is going to do? Once you're baptized in Christ, then Jesus will take you and add you to the church of Christ. That's Acts chapter 2 and verse number 47. Yeah, he will add you to the church of Christ. I don't know how you got in your church, but in the church in the Bible, Jesus will take you and add you to the church that he purchased with his own blood. Acts chapter 20, verse number 28. Yeah, he purchased you with this church. He built this church in Matthew chapter 16, verse number 18. Yeah, that's why he has the right to add you to. But all you have to do is believe the Bible. See, a lot of people have a problem. They want more study. They want more this and they want more that. But the problem is they just don't believe the Bible. But if you believe the Bible tonight, and you are willing to deal with your sin problem, and you believe that the Supreme Court of Heaven has ruled, and you believe that God's word has been settled on the matter of salvation. God said it, that settled it, whether you believe it or not. All we're trying to do tonight is show you what you need to do to become a child of God. God's word is good, but let me tell you something about God's son. God's son died for you. Yeah, he died for you, and he was buried. And he rose again. And we're supposed to go out into the world and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Jesus died for your sin. You need to die to your sin. Jesus was buried in a literal tomb, and you were buried in a watery grave without you. Jesus rose on the third day, and you arrived on the same day to walk in newness of life. See, you got to be buried with him. What you do is dead, folks. You bury. You bury the things that are dead. You die to your sin. It makes me think about a scripture that I'm going to read to you. Listen to what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 23, verses 1 through 4 in my closing. I'm trying to help somebody today because become a child of God. Listen to what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 23. Verses 1 through 4. You need to write it down and go back and read it for yourself. You don't have to believe me, but you got to believe the Bible. Listen to what the Bible says. Sarah lived 127 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. So Sarah died in Jehovah-Arba. It is in Hebrew, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. Then Abraham stood up from before his dead and spoke to the sons of heaven, saying, I am a foreigner and a visitor among you. Give me property for a burial place among you that I may bury my dead out of your sight. You know what? If you make the decision that this night to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, what we'll do is take you down in the water and bury you out of the sight of the congregation. And we'll take you down and immerse you in the water where no one can see you. And then we'll bring you back and you'll be a new creature in Christ. But you got to die to your feet. And it's something very important. When you die and you go down in the water, you're going to meet the blood of Jesus Christ. You can't see him now, but by faith, you got to believe that that soldier took a spear. And John chapter 19 and verse number 34, and he pierced it in the side of Jesus, and out came blood and water. See, you got to go down in the water to meet the blood, because the blood will wash your sins away according to the word of God. Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 5, he said he loved us, and he washed us from our sins in his own blood. You got to come into the contact with the blood if you want to be saved the Bible way. Everybody in the world got a way to be saved, but there is only one way to be saved according to the Supreme Court of Heaven. God's word has settled the matter forever. God said it, that settles it, whether you believe it or not. I want you to know this evening that God has a plan for your life. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. All you have to do is obey God's plan. Obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 7. Let's read that one as we come close to an end where we finish. Lift our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ high on a cross. I want you to see some things tonight. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 7. And we're going to give you an opportunity to make your decision tonight if you want to become a child of God. Listen to what the Bible says. The Bible said in him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. Do you want your sin to be forgiven? You got to meet the blood of Jesus Christ. You got to be buried in a watery grave or baptism. You got to meet the blood of Christ. Salvation is in Christ, and Christ will take you and add you to the church of Christ. All you got to do is obey this form of keeping from your heart and be set free from sin. And you can pray to God, and you can be called a child of God. You can be a brother, a sister, or a saint in the kingdom of God. But the choice is yours, because God has settled the matter already. The Supreme Court has ruled. God said it. That settles it, whether we believe it or not. You have heard the gospel. You must believe what you heard. You must repent of your sin and confess that Jesus is the Son of God. And you must be baptized for the remission of your sin. I know God is good. And all we got to do is realize that Jesus is the captain of your salvation, according to Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 10. All you got to do is believe that he is the author of your salvation, according to Hebrews chapter 5 and verse number 9. You got to remember that if you need rest for your soul, let's listen to what the Bible says. If you need rest for your soul, as we end talking about you, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, starting at verse number 28, the Bible says that Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. See, Jesus wants you to have some rest. He wants you to quit going through these things. You ain't got to keep drinking and running the street and living the life that you're living. You cannot ever believe that you can't change. You can change if you do what the Bible says to. Some people don't even forgive themselves. But all you got to do is realize that he died for you. He left heaven for you. He came that you might have the right to be called a son of God if you're willing to obey the word of God. Listen to what the Bible says. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. So you got to learn from Jesus. He died for you. For I am gentle and I'm lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your soul. If you come to Jesus tonight and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, yeah, you got to obey. You got to do what he did. You got to go down and let him operate on your soul. There's an operation in Colossians chapter 2 that made without hands. You got to let him work on your soul. He can give you rest for your soul in the evening if you're willing to obey the gospel plan. God has a plan of salvation. And we teach it to you tonight. And all you got to do is not reject it, but obey. God is good. The Supreme Court of Heaven is ruled. God's word has settled the matter forever. God said that settles it whether we believe it or not. But I want you to know that Jesus Christ, they whoop my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with an instrument called a flangeon. And it had a leather handle on it, and it had some thongs on the end with some balls of lead, and it had some bones in it. And every time the lactors, the Roman lactors, they swung this instrument, it tore chunks of all my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want you to picture what he did for you. He was brutally murdered. He was abused, and he was beat up. They spit on him, and they drugged him, and they beat him all kind of ways. And he took this abuse for you, but he never opened his mouth. They took a crown of thorns, and they pressed it on his head. And can you see the blood coming down, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Can you hear the pain and the agony that he suffered for me and you? Can you hear the stakes going in his hand? Can you hear the sounds of the hammer as it was hitting the stakes going in my Lord and Savior's hand? Can you hear the sound of the stakes being nailed into his feet? Can you see the soldier going to check and see if he was dead and sticking him in his side? And out came blood and water. Do you realize today that we have showed you that you don't have to continue to be lost, that you can be saved according to God's plan? You can obey the gospel, which is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They killed him and they buried him, but he rose and he got up with all power in his hand. And all you got to do is come to him tonight, give your life to Christ. And I got one more scripture to read to you in my closing tonight. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians, verses 1, chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, and the lesson will be yours. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verses 6 through 9. I want you to realize if you do not understand tonight, then if you do not obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, here are some things that I want you to keep in your mind. The Bible says in verses number 6 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, since it is a righteous thing that God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. He's coming with the mighty angels from heaven. Watch this now. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God. Wait a minute now. And on those who do not obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. These, watch this now. You got to watch it now. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. I beg you, my friend, if you're lost tonight, you need to come to Jesus. You heard the gospel plan. You heard how he died. You heard how he was buried. You heard how he rose again. All you need to do is believe what you heard. You believe that he died? Do you believe that he was buried? Do you believe that he was rose again? All you got to do is you heard this gospel. Now you got to believe it. You got to repent of your sin. Change your mind about the way that you've been living. And just, you ain't got to live that way. So I believe the Bible, and I want to do what's right. And confess Jesus to be the Son of God and be baptized for the remission of your sins. And you can go from being a sinner to a saint. You can be right in the eyesight of God. And God will move the sin out of your life. Why? Because you were willing to go down in a watery grave of baptism and meet the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus. The Supreme Court of Heaven has ruled. God's word is settled the matter forever. God said that settled it. What are you believing? Thank you for your time. Thank you for your love. And if there's anybody who wants to respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ tonight, I know that there's a Church of Christ in every area. And we will take you tonight or whenever we have an opportunity to get you there, according to the situation. So we're going to baptize you the same day. When the Lord will add you to the church that he puts. So if you want to know tonight, all you got to do is believe what you heard and come to Jesus and give your life to Christ. You can be on your way to heaven if you live faithful unto death. Yeah, I'm telling you now, all you got to do tonight is believe the Bible, because the Bible is that God's word is right. Psalm chapter 33 and verse number 4. How do you know if it's so if you don't read it for yourself? I like the people that was in Berea in Acts chapter 17. Yeah, they searched the scriptures daily to see if those things were. And that's all I want you to do. If what we taught you tonight is according to the Bible, then you need to respond to the word of God. You know what you got to do? You got to obey from your heart, not the one that pumped blood, from your mind, this form of teaching that will sit before you tonight. And you can be free from sin, and you'll be able to become right with God when you obey the gospel of Jesus. I thank you for listening to me tonight. Now I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Tommy Brooks, if you need to be baptized. You can talk to Brother Tommy or Brother Flounder, and they will get you to the right area. And I beg you tonight, do not reject the word of God that has been settled in heaven, because the Supreme Court has ruled, God said it, that settled it, and we believe. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Brother McCray. We appreciate you, man. You're an old-fashioned kind of guy that I like. And not only are you my friend, my encourager, you are one who believes that the Bible is right. And I appreciate you so very much for that. You're on the call tonight, and you're not a member of the Church of Christ. I'm very careful about who I put on my call, but I put men on that I know that believe like I do, that death could come at any time. And people need to hear the plain truth. They don't need to sugarcoat it or made it worse, sound simple and very basic, and they don't need to be confused about what needs to happen. You need to know that you're lost. Those who are not members of the Church of Christ, you're not saved. That's what we're saying. You got to think about it. We're not saying that because we made that up. We're saying these things because we believe in the Bible. The Bible said to save them in the church. The one church is the Church of Christ. So if you want to be baptized tonight, we ask you to get back with the person who invited you on the call. That may be your friend, family member, whoever. That person wanted you to hear these basic truths, because they're members of the Church of Christ, and they want you to be a member as well. Now, however, we do know that the Bible says in John 4:23, the hour coming and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Now, watch this part. For the Father seeketh us. When God is seeking you, he seeks you only when you're seeking to be a true worshiper. So our job is to plant the seed. Water, God will always give the increase. In other words, if you're looking for truth and you've been listening to us, then we plant seeds. And only God will give increase when you want to obey it. That's when he'll give the increase. That's up to you. That's free will. You have the right to reject God or obey him. And we thank you for this lesson tonight on salvation. We appreciate so very much, Brother McCray, my friend from Tarleton, Mississippi. Let us pray to God. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your blessing. Thank you for this day you've given us. Thank you for Jesus, who gave his life on the Calvary, shedded the blood, and washed our sins with baptism, and that purchased his church, his bride, the Church of Christ, his wife. He's the husband of that one wife. Everybody on the call, understand, one husband, one wife. And the wife wears the husband's name. And thank you, Father, for giving us your word, the scriptures, so we can read and find the truth and obey it. Help us not to be blinded by the God of this world, that we see the light of the gospel, that we too can be saved. Bless our listening audience, Lord, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, great week. Off to a great story. Brother Ronnie Hayes kicked us off last night from Allenville, Alabama. Tonight, Brother Lewis McCray from Tallahassee, Mississippi. Tomorrow night, my friend, homeboy, Austin Wiggins from Vider, Texas. Y'all know where Vider's at, don't you? Vider, Texas. He's going to talk about the wide gate. I have no doubt that he's going to deal with that matter. Well, his daddy was supposed to speak to us on this coming Thursday, but because of his his sickness, we have a pinch hitter that's going to come to us. And so thankful he accepted our invitation to speak for us on this coming Thursday night. We got a pinch hitter coming on board. We're just excited to have him to agree to be on our call tonight on Thursday night. We'll introduce him as he comes on our call. And we're so thankful tonight to have every one of you on the call. Friday night, my co-host, Brother Horace Stroud, will close out on January 1st, New Year's. That day, January 1st, will end this week, will end this year for the 2020 gospel meeting. He's going to talk about life, man, and vapor. You don't want to go into 2021 without understanding your life could end. Many who January of 2020 thought they was going to live through it because of the COVID, they didn't make it. But we want to talk to you about that. So don't miss our call. And then, just excited to announce the week of January, first week of January, we're already getting ready to roll out our next gospel meeting. We're going to keep going with this thing. We're going to have preachers and elders and preachers coming on board. Monday night, Brother Jalen Jackson from Anchorage, Alaska. Follow him. He's an elder. And follow him, Brother Tony Cloud, the preacher from Anchorage. And then following him will be Brother Nathan Franzen from Citrus Heights, California. And his elder also will come, Charles Gregory of Citrus Heights. And then closing out for that week, my friend, Brother Lavelle Hayes from Jackson, Tennessee. This elder will come on that Monday night. Are we off to a great start? Off to a great start. I know you guys want to understand that elders and preachers who are qualified, they preach the same thing. We're going to prove that in the month of January. Call in now. Make sure you invite people. Let's keep this call going. We're going to try to go the whole year. We're going to keep going until the COVID is over. Stay with us. Stay tuned. Keep inviting. We got 2,000-plus listeners each night. What a powerful opportunity. Share with your friends and family our outreach call. We love you. May God bless you. Have a good night.